Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
They not like us.
Daniel. And today we have a couple of topics. We have Kai Cenat beating Elden Ring, and that'll roll into our
DLC.
The DLC specifically. And then that'll roll into our talk about the DLC. Mm. And then we have something that happened to a streamer. It happened 2 years ago. No, what was it? 2017?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Happened a long time ago, but it just got, the news Leaked. Got released today.
Yep.
Or, well, not today, but recently. And then Nintendo Direct, which we're like almost 2 weeks behind for that. But we got those topics for you. But before we get into the topics, let's talk about what we did these 3 weeks almost.
The monthly DLC. Let's
go. Once a month, dude. But let's start with you. What did you do this week?
Well, I delayed. The reason why I did podcasts is like I had major surgery. I won't say what, but
damn.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I was paranoid. To be honest, dude, I'm gonna be real and blunt and honest. I was prepared to die.
Wow.
No, because like.
I mean, I guess you have to go with that, but like, the funny thing is, that, I mean, I don't want to say what it was, but it's kind of a normal procedure most people.
Right. No, so. Because the reason why I say that is because I had a really close friend pass away from an appendicitis.
Okay.
And so that was really stressing me the fuck out. And like, it was funny because like, I'm on the bed getting ready for surgery, my blood pressure was off the roof, and they're like, why are you like scared? Because it's like, man, my friend died, dude, like on during surgery. So yeah. It was like, I was paranoid, dude.
But like, I mean, they're so also two, like, complete different surgeries.
Yeah, that's true. But still, they're both surgeries. And I was like, you know what, dude? If I die, I die.
Bro, so what's funny is I also had a surgery, but this was like earlier in the year. They had to get rid of a jumble of brain veins in my brain, and I was not scared whatsoever. I was just like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it. But luckily, everything turned out okay.
I think what scared me too is my doctor said, and I was like, I asked him, am I gonna be under asleep? And he said no. And I was like, what? And I was like, he's like, general anesthesia. And I was like, what? And they did put me to sleep. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, dude, funny. This guy was tripping, man.
Yeah, same thing with me. Like, they said, I mean, they didn't say anything, but I assumed it was going to be general anesthesia. And then next thing I know, they were like, count to five backwards. And then I was just like knocked out before I even reached
exactly.
five.
Right.
And then I wake up and they're like, you're done. You're good to go. And I was like, what the fuck?
It's just like, for me, it was just like, breathe in and breathe out. And after like two big breaths, I was out, dude. I was out,
but I do like the fact that like when you go under, not under the like the knife, but when you go like to sleep, you just wake up and everything's done. Like it's just like that's cool.
It was funny because they're tripping out. They're like, "Damn, you're already awake." Because they said it usually takes an hour to 2 hours.
Yeah,
and I woke up in like 40 minutes.
Oh,
and
shit!
And then I was like, "Damn, I was tired." I was I still wanted to sleep. I was like, "No, dude, like."
That's great. You were so stressed that you woke up.
Maybe that's probably what happened. Fine.
Well, yeah. I'm glad everything turned out okay for you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Recovery is gonna be quick for you. Yeah, and then what else happened?
I was supposed to play the DLC. Well, during the recovery, I was trying to play the DLC. I was playing it, and I told myself I would use summons for Elden Ring just for the base game. But when I got to the DLC, I would not use summons. I didn't even use summons, dude. I was just like, nah, fuck this. I'm gonna do this like solo.
I mean, you already planned them the game, right?
Well, see, that's on the PS4. So okay. I think my capture card is dead, but I'm not 100% sure. And I'm just sick and tired of like trying to fix it.
Oh, that's right. You had to play it again.
So I did it all over on PC.
I had to. We'll talk about the Elden Ring.
But yeah, it runs pretty well. Even though my PC's fucking old, like. I have a 1070, and it's funny because people are like, damn, dude, your shit still runs. It's like, yeah, it still runs. What's weird is, so I'm playing through a cord USB with the controller, but my cord sucks. But whenever it gets disconnected, it stutters my game. I don't know why.
It's wireless, right?
Yes.
I think it's probably, yeah, it's probably the cord, just like it sends like a wrong signal. That's why it stutters. So it's either completely disconnected if it's fully charged, or if you have it connected, it's going to have that issue.
I was going to go to the fucking Kendrick, Not Like Us. I was going to play resale, but I was still recovering from surgery. So that's the only reason why I didn't go. But man, I totally forgot Tyler, the Creator, is a West Coast artist. Like, because he was bringing out West Coast artists.
You're right, right.
And I remember Tyler, the Creator's very first song. It sounds like a New York song. And that's why I always assumed Tyler was... And his songs don't sound like West Coast. They just sound like him. Mm-hmm. It's a different sound. And so when he came out, I was like, oh shit, Tyler, the Creator is from the West Coast. I keep on forgetting that fact. He doesn't sound like... Most of those guys sound like they're from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... yeah, damn. They Not Like Us. I'm waiting for the music video and the remix. Supposedly there's a remix with all the West Coast people.
Oh, what? I haven't heard it.
Snoop Dogg. Well,
he sang it fucking 5 times in a row.
It's rumored, so. And Jeff Bezos is probably like, what the heck? All these gangsters, Bloods and Crips on stage. It was crazy, dude. But yeah, other than that, Elden Ring and that. Nothing new. Elden Ring.
So for me, I didn't have surgery. I was just a lazy piece of shit for the next last three weeks.
You weren't ready to die.
What did I do?
Elden Ring.
I've been playing Elden Ring, but like not as much as like I would like to. But also, it's because, you know, I'm getting older. I can't sit in front of the TV or the monitor and play a game for as long as I used to. I used to be able to play games like 12 hours and like no, not even bat an eye, dude. You know, be wanting to play longer, but now it's like I put in 5 hours. I'm like, oh God, I got to get up. I got to move around. But it's probably for the better. I've been working out still, going to the gym, trying to stick to that 3-day schedule. I've been cooking my meals. So I made curry for the next 3 days. Oh, yeah, and it's a 3-day weekend for me. I mean, it'll be over by the time we release this episode.
You stop workout Wednesday, right?
Thursday is my last. I don't go to work on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you have to go on Friday?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, no. Thursday and Friday, I don't work. Yeah, same, so just, yeah, same. Wednesday's the last day.
Hell yeah. Elden Ring time. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so 5-day weekend. Yeah. And then what else?
Movies, TV shows, anime. I want to read a manga because of TikTok.
Which
one? It's called Blood on the Tracks. It's funny because like when you see YouTube videos of it, people are like, don't read this manga. It's like a psychological thriller.
Okay.
It's about like a boy and his mom, but the mom is just very overprotective, like weird. And it gets creepy, I guess. I don't know the twist or anything, but
yeah, all the manga I read is like pretty much
isekai. But it's gonna be turned into an anime, so
damn. Yeah, a lot of the manga that I read before has now turned into like anime, like shows, and I don't watch them because I already know the freaking story. But there's exceptions because the anime is a lot better. Animation wise, it's a lot better. So Kaiju number 9 or 8 is pretty good. Pretty good. I'm watching JJK, Jujutsu Kaisen again. So, gonna finish season 1 and then move on to 2 and 3.
Oh, okay, so we could talk about... Damn. It's kind of a loaded topic. It might get kind of crazy.
What is it?
But, see, I don't know the details too much, but Megan Thee Stallion...
Oh, yeah.
She had a voice actor from that show say, oh, I want a big, big, tall girl with a big ass. Like Megan Thee Stallion. And I don't know which character it is in Jujutsu Kaisen, but she says, you know, da-da-da, like Gojo, da-da. She says the character's name. And then I don't know if it was the Japanese government or if it was the show creators. They said, can you please remove the character's name from your song? So she had to re-record that song. But I'm like, damn. There was a TikTok talking about it. There's like, this. They're saying like, this is why J-pop is not popular as K-pop. And she was saying like how Japanese, the government, she's saying it's a Japanese, I don't know the details. She's saying the Japanese government is so like protective of their,
yeah,
their properties. It's like, dude, like K-pop is not like that. And this is the reason why K-pop is blown up. J-pop's like, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. Like, so I don't know. I don't know the facts, but she was saying the government told them not to do it. But I think it's the people who own JJK, but I don't know. I don't know the details.
Yeah, I knew that she came out with like a song that was, I had a theme of JJK on it. So, but I haven't, actually haven't heard it, or maybe I have heard it on the radio, but I haven't actually like paid attention to it. I got to listen to it soon. But yeah, I just read manga and played Elden Ring DLC. I still haven't beaten it. The last boss I beat was Mesmer, but we'll talk about that.
Been farther than me.
Let's talk about, or let's jump into it. Let's talk about Kai Cenat.
And I'm going to add something.
What?
I think I'll do this every podcast. What's on my FYP? But it's just like real quick.
Yeah.
Let's do the it. Fucking gnome.
Oh, yeah, dude. So what's funny is I didn't know what it, I don't even know what it's from, but it popped up, the real life version guy. And he walks into stores and he like just walks around. And then it started breaking into the Elden Ring videos. And it's someone just doing the same thing as a character moving around. I'm like, is this?
Do that?
I don't know where it's from. Oh, no.
That's hard. Crouch.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny. Anything else? For your For You page?
Showing? Dude, there was a lot. Now I don't remember. There was like two more things.
For me, it's the I don't know if I if I should even bring this up. It's the black guy that is whitewashed, and he's like, the community isn't allowing me in there, and everyone's like, the way that you say the N-word isn't acceptable, the way that you say you people, like it just sounds awkward. And it turns out that this guy has a history of being really weird and not a good way. And it's starting to get revealed, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be no longer on my For You page.
I know. I built this For You page brick by brick. I know. The Hawk Tour girl. She has blown the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's milking it.
And then I saw a recent thing where she didn't actually lose her job.
No.
And her dad isn't like a pastor or whatever. Yeah.
She's on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, it's blowing up and like nothing is true. Like everyone's
she recently met up with Chuck.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's doing things. And when you're in that position, milk this shit
out. Yeah, of course, man.
Because people are like, there's people who don't. And it's like, damn.
You got to spit on that thing.
There's one more, but I don't remember.
Right. Is it? Nah, I don't know. All right, let's move on to Kai Cenat. He's a true gamer, dude.
Sheesh.
No summons.
Yeah, that's hard.
He beat Elden Ring. He took out, it took him, what was it, like 6+ hours on just the last boss.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to
it. I think it was over that.
It's more than that.
I think it's 30+ hours because he was around 70 hours and then he got to that guy and then he went over 1,000 hours. Yeah. He was over. He went over 100 hours after that.
I'm not looking forward to that last boss. People were searching. The reason what really opened my eyes is let me solo her.
Yeah, he took a while.
He said, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
He was like, the last boss is beating me, dude. But he finally beat her. She'll be good for us.
It's probably, probably the hardest boss done. It has to be the hardest from himself.
First of all, how Kai Cenat introduced the DLC with his room.
Oh yeah,
that was sick.
He does. He's doing big things, man.
That was sick, dude. I know it was a success. Him playing the original game, but for him to change his room for the DLC, like that had to be that game must have done wonders for him.
I know he's scheduling like all the FromSoft games. I really want him to play Bloodborne because it'll bring interest in the remaster or a port
Do you think he should play immediately after? Do you think it should be his next game? Because no. It's the way it works is if he starts from the beginning it's going to be weird for gameplay because it's they all play like a little bit differently, no, you know?
I don't think so.
No?
He should play it in when they came out,
okay,
I think.
Okay. Do you think he'll start with the Dark Souls, what is it?
Demon Souls?
Yeah, Demon Souls Remake or the original on the PS2?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I'm okay with him just going straight into the remake.
Yeah.
The graphics are way better, and the game does feel a lot better for me when I played it. I haven't planned on that one, but...
He'll have an easier time, I think. To be honest, he could do challenge runs. Like, if he soloed the DLC, he can do solo level one, I think. I personally think he can.
I don't think he should go that far, though, because he's already going to have a lot of content. But, yeah, it's going to be exciting. He did really well, man. I didn't think he would...
Yeah, I didn't see any content. I'm trying not to see how
I didn't think he would quit, but I didn't think he would... I don't know what I thought.
I'm trying not to see how people beat bosses or strategies, so I don't...
you know, I took it all.
I want to know how long it took him to beat Rolana.
That's the knight. He had trouble with that one, but I don't think it took him too long. He had trouble with, I think, with a lot of bosses. Surprisingly, some bosses he beat like a lot quicker than I expected. I thought each boss would have been like 10 plus hours.
But... I'm having trouble with every. I've only fought two bosses.
So the dancing lion?
Yes. That was the introduction. I was like, what the fuck?
That was your first boss?
I beat a mini boss first. The Black Zhao, the knight. He has a lot of poise. He has the guts armor on. He's like in a... A lot of people have not... Have
yeah, I'm trying him. To see if I... If
He's
I
like purple.
Found him. I don't He's think like I found him purple. Then. Yeah, I don't think I found him.
So I'm like, holy shit, this guy's kind of hard. Like, and I was like, he has a lot of poise too. But beat him, and then I went to the lion, and that was a rude awakening. I was like, this is fucking hard. And it's weird because I'm trying to gauge it as like, damn, is this harder than Melania? And I can't tell. I think Melania is harder, but I can't tell because my memory of Melania is not.
I can tell you right now, Melania was harder.
Okay.
Because she has...
Okay.
I don't know how it is now, but when we played her, she had two health pulls.
Yes.
It was not fun. You had to kill her twice. And the second time, she was weaker, but she did so much more damage because she was doing the, what was it? The blood rot or whatever it was called, mm-hmm. Which could hurt you a lot. And then, yeah, she was doing a lot of damage.
It's funny because like when I first got it, well, when you first get to the DLC and you, man, it was hard, man. My whole run was hard. I was under level. I beat the Draconian Tree Sentinel, the guy who's protecting the capital, at level 37. Every fucking boss I was fighting, I was under leveled, and it was fucking hard, dude. Like, I don't understand how it was incredibly hard, and I didn't need to beat Godskin Duo, but I just did it for the shits and giggles. That was hard, and it was under. I was under leveled.
I kind of want to play the game as a level one.
I do too. I want to be more comfortable.
But I know for a fact I'm going to go sword and board. I'm going to parry every attack because they ain't no way.
Yeah.
I mean, I could possibly kill people with like dodging all the time, but there's certain bosses, and specifically in the DLC, it'll take me a long time. A long time. Yeah, like, dude.
There's people who are... I was reading. There's people who are doing it. Level one, zero Skidoo trees. I'm like, you guys are on a different level.
Well, because like it takes time to get those. So it's not like a speed run, but they're trying to do it as quick as possible, probably.
You guys are on a different level, dude. Holy shit. Because like I feel like I'm not doing damage with Skidoo trees with the level 150. How is a level one...
I killed Mesmer, and I only have, I want to say I'm under 5 Skidoo trees, or like plus 5 of whatever the buff is, which I don't know how high it goes. Is 20. It 10? Oh, 20.
20.
So yeah, I'm only a quarter of the way there.
But it's funny because I've only fought two bosses, Rolana and the Dancing Lion, and the Lion took me longer to figure out. But I think Rilana's harder. Rilana, I beat.
I haven't found her yet. That's the night, right?
Yeah.
That drops like the two moons? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes to crazy mode and it's like fire and ice.
Yeah, you haven't found her yet?
I haven't found her yet.
Interesting. It's crazy because...
I found Mesmer first. And Mesmer, they're...
That's you went the very off-beaten path.
Yeah. Well, which I always do. I just find something interesting and I move that towards that way. And I found the castle. I'm like, what's that? And I ran into the castle.
What's funny is because if you look at the map, if you just look at the map, what it's intended is... The first boss is supposed to be the lion, by the way.
Okay. So it's, I did find him.
So when you look at the map, if I see it just as a game design standpoint, it looks like the first boss should be Rilana. Because the way the path looks...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like towards Rilana.
Well, honestly, I haven't even found anything on the... Like, I haven't found map pieces. So I found the Graces.
You found map pieces?
I see Graces all over my map. I can't see the map. It's
That's why you didn't find Rilana.
Yeah, that's why.
If you found the map pieces.
I haven't found the map pieces.
The first one? It's like right there.
That's what happened with... what was it? Breath of the Wild too. I went to the desert area first and killed that boss in Breath of the Wild. I just play the game how I want, apparently. Yeah, I beat the hippo beast, the golden hippo beast.
I saw a dragon dancing. And I couldn't kill it, so I just fucking ran away.
Was it a dragon fighting people?
No, it was just a dragon in a swamp.
I found a fucking dragon fighting like a whole army. Dude, he didn't even get like hit it. I don't even know how to explain it, but he was wrecking the whole army and he wasn't even getting hurt. And then I tried to do damage to him. I didn't do any damage to him. So then I was just like, fuck this. And I ignored his ass, dude. I went completely around him because I was not going to kill that guy. I don't know if... I'm sure eventually I will try to kill him, but like at the level that I'm at, it'll take me a long time. It'll take me a long time. I don't know how I'm supposed to do damage. I don't know if there's like something within the environment that'll help me kill him, but it's not going to happen with a freaking weapon. I can tell you that much.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to Iron Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
So I know like the very first week I was streaming, I was getting pretty good numbers and I raided her. And usually big streamers, even if you have good numbers, yeah, they don't say anything. So she said a shout-out. I was like, oh, shit. I did not expect that. I was like, that's cool, dude.
Do you mind what number you rated her with?
Like 60?
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But yeah, I was getting crazy good numbers, dude. I mean, I get decent numbers now. It's like double digit, but it's not 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude. But
it happens. It happens.
Yeah, I'm doing strength build. And I'm using Starfist, which is a fist weapon, and it's been rough because I've been whiffing a lot of hits. But it to me, it feels like I had to get positioned really. I had to know my positioning really well. It's harder. It's hard. There was a couple times where I'm like, damn, I'm gonna respec to a Moonveil because Kesel brought up a good point. Because there's people in your chat sometimes when I'm streaming it. There's people in your chat and they're like, oh, I beat him. Did you see the Kesel thing? The video? Oh, I beat that boss in two tries with a dagger, naked, no armor. It's like, bitch, you fucking lying.
So first of all, I didn't know Kesel was like a Bloodborne enthusiast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or not in Bloodborne, but like Dark Souls in general enthusiast. Mm. So he beat Mesmer in like only like a few hours, like two or 3 hours. And then the final boss, he beat within like 4 hours, I want to say. Yeah, he had under like 200 deaths or something like that. He was not.
Oh, wow.
He just had a big ass weapon and was, he had the anchor weapon and was just beating fools. So he's really good. But apparently that's how he grew up playing these games. I didn't know that because like I've only seen him doing like all these other different games. So I thought that's good on him though. He's a really good gamer.
Yeah, the people in chat coming in and saying, "Oh, yeah, they'll come in and say, oh, I beat this boss in two tries," but it's like you summons him. Like we are not the same. We are not the fucking same, dude. Like summon. I really want to try with a summon run just to see how easy it is.
So I don't want to spoil anything for you, but there is a boss where the timing from when you see him do the attack to when you get hit is so damn off.
Rolana.
And it throws me off, dude.
Rolana.
It throws me off. Rolana. So, like, honestly, I only beat that boss because a brute force, I managed to survive the hits and then heal through it. But I maybe dodged like one or two individual attacks, but as a combo, I never dodged the whole thing fully. So, I mean, I don't want to go back to him right now.
Rolana does this combo. It's usually three hits, but depending on the position of you are, she'll continue the combo. So she'll do, but if you're in a certain position, she'll add three or four or five more hits. Yeah, isn't she
still close to her?
And man, she was like, but I kind of figured her out. There's two moves, like you said, like the timing of the moves is weird. There's two moves, it's just really hard to dodge. Like, I'm just lucky if I dodge it. Like, she has this weird, like, arch of it. And it's just like, god damn.
For me, though, it's when I see, like, the attack happening, it's usually when I dodge. So I'm so used to, like, the moment I see the movement for it, I dodge. But with this one, is there's a movement which is kind of like, it's hard to explain without it like being like a wind up. But essentially, like, you see the movement, but the attack still doesn't happen. And I always just like dodge immediately when I see that movement. It's just like, damn it. And then you don't have time to do the second one right after because it's too late by then. But yeah, that boss gave me trouble, but I got past them already. But yeah, DLC is damn good.
Oh, that brings up another point.
Difficult?
Can a DLC... Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's not harder than... Okay, the bosses are harder than the Bloodborne DLC. I think the area in Bloodborne DLC is harder. Like, traversing...
But the thing is, what's funny is, so when the DLC came out, people were giving it good reviews, and then they started review bombing it because they were saying it's too damn hard. Immediately after that, people were already having builds where they're three-shotting the final boss. You know, it's 11-second defeat for the boss, that final boss. So there's it just depends on the build. And once people find a broken build, people will follow that build and be like, this game's too easy now. But
yeah, the queso thing brings up a good point. It's like, man, if you did this, beat this boss in two tries, why aren't you streaming it? Why aren't you speedrunning it? It's like... Facts. Show me proof.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good DLC.
That's good. I'm still on it. Did you get to the jar place? It's a cave, but then it's a lot of the jar people in it. No. You see what the jar people look like without the jars.
I went through that area. I don't know what happened. I died. I either got through it really fast.
There's a boss at the end. So if you didn't beat the boss,
what's the boss?
Do you remember? A little mini guy, like a gnome.
Did I beat him? There was this. So there is an area where I'm going through, and I see the jar, and then he breaks out, and they kind of explode too.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did fight through them, but I don't know. I don't remember getting to the end of it. I think I ended up dying, and then I just took a different path because I wasn't going to deal with them right now at that moment. But now I'm fucking...
I mean, it was just a boss.
Getting past Mesmer and shit. I don't know. I think I'm going to not streamline it to the boss, the last of the final boss, but I'm not going to try to explore as much as I do. And then I'm just going to go into... Maybe I'll explore after. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I do want to beat the final boss already. I just want to get it over with.
Damn.
I feel like if I don't do it now, I might not continue playing.
Damn.
It's how it is. It's how I turned out to be a gamer. I just don't play games anymore. But
I'm taking my time with it.
Exploring. So I am, but like I'm afraid that if I take too long, I'll lose interest, you know? It's what happens to me.
It's weird because like, oh, fuck, I played till like late last night. Trying to beat Rolana, and I was getting close to figuring her out. It was funny because one of the viewers was like, dude, you figured her out. You just don't have enough. This one, because my like, one of my mods was like, he did speech to Tash. He's like, I like commend you, because he's like, I watch other streamers play this game, and he was like, they use summons, and he's like, you're doing this shit solo. You're not using a magic build. He's like, man, like, you're doing it like rough, man. And it's funny because, like, I can almost beat Relana, but I was like, I don't have enough stamina. He's like, dude, if you just had enough stamina, you would have killed her like a couple times. And I was like, I wasn't going to kill her. But yesterday, we like, me and Relana, we traded blows. We killed each other. I was like, oh shit, I killed her. I was like, yeah, hey, a win's a win.
And did it count?
Yeah, it counts. It counts, okay. whenever you trade. So I was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to do it Wednesday.
What was it? I think with Mesmer, we didn't essentially trade. I died first. Mm. And I think what I did was I used an item that poisons. And so it ticked him for his health. So he died after. It didn't count for me. I had to do it all over again. But that was within the last 10 attempts that I finally beat Mesmer. So wasn't too bad. But yeah, I essentially traded, but it didn't count for me. Wasn't at the same time though. So like I respawned before it showed like the rewards or whatever, so it didn't give it to me.
What's funny with the Relana fight, I think if I parried her, I could easily kill her. Easily. Like, she's like one of those bosses you parry.
Right.
Like, that's, but I didn't go that route. I wanted to just like brute force it in.
Right. But yeah, that's what I did with Mesmer, because like second phase is fucked up. All right. Do you want to move on?
Relana's second phase is fucked up. God damn.
And the second phase is initiated by like the swords, right? Glowing essentially.
Yeah. I guess what I want to end it with, should a DLC be eligible for winning game of the year?
Seeing Elden Ring DLC, yes.
That's a hard one for me, cuz it's not really like,
the thing is like that's where it gets weird though, cuz like this year I would say Elden Ring is eligible. But, like, we've gone through years where we haven't seen DLC like this amazing.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's, like, it's not, even though there is good DLC, it shouldn't be, like, its own, you know, award, essentially.
I don't think it qualifies, man. Even though it's great, it's DLC. It's added content. It's not a new game. It feels like a new game, but it's not a new game. That's the problem.
You're still playing it.
Yeah.
You still got, you're maybe not even halfway.
No, definitely not. I'm probably like 10, 15%.
This is a whole nother game.
I think there's like 10 major bosses.
This is a whole nother game.
And I've only killed two.
This is a whole nother game for you.
I've only killed two out of the 10 major bosses. You want to go straight to Radahn. You need to kill all the bosses.
It's a whole nother game
for you. Not a true gamer.
I know.
You got to kill all the bosses.
My life is changing.
No armor, no skidoo trees. Dude, people were doing, I would lose my mind. I mean, I could have done I'm going to do a no skidoo tree, level one. I would lose my mind.
The thing is, so
I want to enjoy Elden Ring.
I think I told you off the podcast, but I beat Mesmer with a different build. So I was going physical build like you. I was using a spear.
So my build is very weird. It's physical and blood.
Okay.
It's both.
So. Mine was not, like, it didn't do anything other than physical damage. And I relied on, like, with the small enemies, it was a big spear. So, like, I would you know, flinch them, and I could just keep doing it over and over and over and kill them. With bosses, I just had to, like, learn their movesets and just damage, move. But with Mesmer, it's not that I couldn't learn it. I didn't want to take the time to learn specific moves and then move on to the second phase and learn those specific moves. So I switched to a blood build. I'm using the
Rivers of Blood.
Yeah, Rivers of Blood.
They're my go-to, my first love. Yeah.
So then I put on a talisman where I use less FP when I use an ability. So I was literally able to kill him only using my ability for Rivers of Blood. And nothing else. And I never had to use a potion once for mana. So I only had potions for health. I never even used a potion for FP. Yeah. So it allowed me to beat him. It worked out. But yeah, he's tough. He's tough. I didn't want to go through him the original way.
What's good is I've been the two bosses, the Lion and Rolana, I've been able to stun them, which is cool. Like, because I've never done a strength build, so I mean it's hard. It's, you can stun them with the blood bleed build, but it's kind of hard. But I was like, damn, I stunned them.
Like, is it a mace weapon that you have?
It's
a
fist.
Oh yeah, I saw that, the Morningstar fist or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Is that in the DLC or is it those base, items in the base game?
Base game.
Yeah, because you hit hard, man. I see that. Maybe I'll go that. Well, no,
I don't know. I can't tell, dude.
You're doing more damage than my physical build. I can tell you that much. Mm. At least I don't know if they were procs when I saw you. I saw your TikTok videos. I don't know if they were procs when you hit them, but you did a good chunk for a single hit.
But I am also buffing, so I'm using Golden Vow and.
I don't buff. That's funny because like every video I see, it's people buffing before they go into a boss fight. I've never buffed once.
Dude. I didn't do that the very first time, but this is my first.
And what's funny is my Wonder Flask is just another heal. I don't even use the Immune Flask one because there's people that like pop the Immune Flask one, so the first hit won't do much damage to them. Oh,
I mean, even with the underleveled character, I beat Moog without the shackle and without the flask. That's fucking crazy. Because I did too.
I brute forced my way.
The first time I fought him, I used a shackle. But the second time, under leveled, didn't use anything.
Yeah. I had to do, because it turns out I ended up doing New Game Plus One. So I had to kill Rodan, Moog, and I had to kill the commander. What's his face?
Neil
for the badge.
That one was easy. It wasn't easy. I don't know why. I was like, man, that fight was easy, dude.
It wasn't easy for me. I forget. Like, I hate bosses that have multiple enemies. Mm-hmm.
True.
For me, it's the worst. Man.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what I did was I killed the guy on the right real quick.
Yeah.
And then I just waited for the second guy, killed him, and then just me.
The Neil. Thing is, if you take long, he'll summon them again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. And the thing is, with my physical build, not doing much damage, he would summon them again. And it's like, damn, I got to do this again. So it sucked.
I mean, the DLC, like, I want to use the Kung Fu build.
Oh, yeah, that's on the DLC, martial arts.
So I think if I do New Game Plus, I'll use summons. I told the people who are watching me, I'm going to use summons next run. Just to see how it feels. But I'm going to use the Kung Fu build.
I think in my own time, not like, because I do plan on playing it as a level one build. And I'm probably going to stream it for as long as I can. But I do also want to play on my own time and just do a ridiculously OP build. And just run through the whole freaking game again, pretty much. So we'll see. We will see. Because, like, even though with an OP build, some bosses still give you trouble. So, I might kind of quit that idea of doing, like, a third run, essentially. But, yeah.
I have a bad habit of, whenever I play through these, I'm underleveled. And I'm just like, I don't properly... I fucked myself up, dude. Because I was supposed to... reach Moog early. You could reach Moog early, but I fucked up Vari's quest line. I said something wrong to him.
Oh. And
it locked me back.
Since I had a New Game Plus, I had to research because I wasn't going to take the time to like figure all this out. For Moog, there was two ways. There was there's either the one of the winter areas or the snow areas, there's like a portal to him, or you can PvP. And I was like, I'm not going to do PvP right now.
No, the PvP is way faster.
I was not going to PvP right now.
Yeah, it saves hours.
I was not going
to PvP. And the PvP, you don't have to PvP. Not anymore. There was a patch. You just had to fight, kill an invader, NPC invader once, and that it'll count.
What the fuck?
So it changed it.
Damn it.
So. Hours. I lost hours. That's why I was under leveled trying to get to.
Yeah, I had to kill Commander Neil to get the freaking thing, and then I had to like, and then I had to find out where the thing was, and that, it sucked, man.
It What's sucked. Funny is like as I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, I kind of remember this. Like getting to Commander Neil, I was like, oh, I remember you. This is the way.
Yeah, the wolves suck, and then getting to actually Commander Neil sucked because he has like invisible knights that can teleport to you. I mean, like enemies that are on the way to Neil.
Dude, you know who sucks? Oh, you haven't met him yet, dude. Oh shit! No. You have met him. It's on the way to the lion. That guy with the fucking big sword.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I beat him.
Yeah, I mean, he's beatable, but like, people on Twitter is like, yeah, fuck this guy, dude.
The thing is, so when I first fought him, I didn't think he was gonna be that big of a deal, and then he turns out to be like one of like similar to the Crucible Knights in the base game, where he's pretty difficult. But once you understand him, I feel like he's a lot easier. I'm able to dodge most of his moves now, if not all of his moves. Though, like that first attempt, not the first attempt, but like the first kill. I was, you know, stressing because I wanted to make sure like every move was dodged because I ran out of potions and I was like at half health when I killed him. So I was worried like any hit would probably kill me. But yeah, let's move on to the next thing, which is Dr. Disrespect. What happened with him, man?
A lot. Jeez. And it's just weird timing because the whole Kendrick Lamar, Drake.
Why is he around?
So, yeah, so some guy from ex-employee of Twitch leaked why the doc got banned from Twitch. And allegedly, he was sending inappropriate messages to a now-defunct Twitch whisperer. So, yeah. And he's lost a lot of sponsorships and monetization from YouTube and...
A lot.
It's crazy because he pretty much admitted it on his tweet. And he's just like...
Which is crazy to me. I mean, like, the thing is, first of all, just get it out of the way. I don't respect Dr. Disrespect. But the fact that like he could have just stayed quiet the whole time. Mm-hmm. And people were defending him. They're like, this is just allegedly, like there's no proof or whatever. And then he's just like, no, let me get this out of the way. I did talk to a minor. It's like, oh, shit.
This is weird. Like, when I feel like, dude, when you're a big streamer and something like this happens, like, get a PR person. Like, I feel like you have the money. Get a PR person. And
I don't think it's a... I don't think people realize that's like a... That can be a normal thing for them. It's like weird. It's like, why do I need a PR person? I don't think they realize how big they are to need a PR person. If you have like at least 1 million followers and you're constantly like in public view, you should definitely get a PR person.
But yeah, I mean, just my take is like, I don't know, man. I can't support the guy. Like, yeah. I really like him too. And it's just like, damn, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, we gotta wait. I want to know more facts, but it's just like, damn, at this point, it just doesn't look good. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I don't think, I mean, before he, like, signed off on social media, he said he's going to take a break and then come back.
I don't think he's coming back.
He might try, but I don't think he's coming back from this.
There are, like, hardcore supporters still, and he could, but...
Yeah, if he just keeps it up, like, it just... Literally doesn't talk about this anymore. He just keeps it up. But, like, yeah, I'm not going to watch him anymore. I mean, I never watched him to begin with, so.
That's great. I know, like, FaZe Banks made a funny tweet. He's like, the only play he has is to come back as Mr. Respect. And, like, I think the only play he has is to come out and not be in costume. And really apologize.
Change his
persona. And try to change his ways. But other than that, he's done, man. He's done. And it sucks because that guy was pretty... I would say Ninja is like streaming mainstream, mm-hmm. like getting into the mainstream. He was probably second when it comes to the mainstream. Well, I mean, Kai'Sa not maybe. But I mean, but before Kai Cenat,
he started the game studio, right?
Yeah.
But this guy was on Jimmy Kimmel, I remember one time. It's just like, man, he was like on the mainstream rise. But and a lot of people don't realize, because I know like people say they don't like Dr. Disrespect, like watching him. I was like, you do realize this is it's a character. He's doing comedy. He's a character satirizing.
Satirical?
Yeah, he's a character that's satire. He's not a he. You know who he is? He reminds me of this guy named Billy Mitchell, who is a Donkey Kong professional player, but like,
oh, the he turned out to be a bad person,
like a cheater.
Yeah,
that's what Dr. Disrespect is. It's a character like, yeah, I'm video game champion. It's not good that it's two-time.
He's a two-time champion.
Yeah, and he cheated on his wife.
But the thing is, like, the persona that he had wasn't the kind of person that I wanted to watch.
True.
So I knew that that wasn't him as a person in reality, but I didn't care for the character that he played on the stream. So I never really watched him anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy how like a lot of people that are getting popular turns out that they've done something in the past that like will end up ultimately screwing them over in the future. But it is what it is.
I honestly think it's one of those, like, because, you know, people were saying, you know, how could he do such a thing? I think it's one of those, like, when you have so much, like, power and money, like, normal things don't really, like, get you. Like, you're, like, get that high.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why a lot of celebrities do drugs and they do, like, really risky, like.
Probably. Behavior. But the thing is, I mean, the thing is with him, I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not gonna guess any, make any assumptions. I'm not gonna make any assumptions. He did wrong, and he deserves not to be popular anymore.
The only play he has is come back, Mr. Respect, dude. Take off the fucking costume and show your true self.
Possibly, I think. What was it? Sketch has been doing a lot with not specifically streaming on his own channel, but being out everywhere with everyone, essentially. I think that the most recent thing is he was with FaZe Banks.
Mm.
So he's doing a lot. I wonder where Sketch will go, like in general. I don't know if he'll come back streaming and go bigger, or if he's just going to stick
that
to this.
That
like,
guy's mainstream. Shit, he's hitting the mainstream.
What's crazy? But he's on everyone else's stream other than his own.
It's crazy. He doesn't stream on Twitch. That's just trips. That's on solely TikTok, man.
That's funny because, like, there was a podcast I was listening to. Not listening, but I would watch the clips. And they're talking about, like, Sketch is a TikTok streamer. He only, like, essentially, he gets popular by just, you know, having the clips that are the funniest or whatever. But it works out. I mean, it's like either that or you want to use YouTube to get found as well. So he's doing it right. It's the next platform.
It's crazy because, like, you know, I've been trying to, like, stream on my secondary account, but I can't because my main account's getting numbers. It's like, fuck, man. Like, I don't want to, like, not. And I think people appreciate it more because I'm streaming more, which I wasn't before. But I'm ready.
Gotta ready just keep it up.
Ready for this Wednesday, dude.
Gotta get that schedule.
Long time Elden Ring stream. You need to get to Mesmer. I feel like Mesmer might be the next boss for me. I think. I don't know.
What's the last boss you just beat?
Alana. Yeah, last
one. No.
No?
It's not going to be. There's going to be one boss.
How'd you get to? I'm trying to figure out where the fuck.
Can't see the map.
Okay. The map, like, where are you? Like the square part. Are you left corner, right corner, down right corner, or
I am not right at a corner. So I know that there's a section here, and then there's like it's divided by like another section, smaller section. I am on the right corner of that middle section. So like in the middle, essentially.
Did you cross the bridge to get to Mesmer?
I did.
Okay. So you went probably right, and I went left.
Okay.
Well, actually, that bridge is pretty straight. You got to go straight.
Yeah, you just continue straight. I found, so when I crossed the bridge, I saw one of the fire giants.
Oh, yeah.
And then so I went to fight him. And I was like, dude, this is going to take forever. And then there was soldiers all around that I didn't kill. So, like, they're all attacking me while I was fighting this guy. And I was like, this isn't going to work. And I just took off to find another grace. And then I was like, I found a grace. And I was like, let me just go further. And then eventually I ended up a Mesmer.
It's funny because we've played, well, I mean, not earlier FromSoft games, but we played FromSoft games for so much, so long. Like, I can tell, like, when I'm playing the game, I'm like, there's a grace nearby. I know there's a grace nearby. There's a grace nearby.
Which is how it leads me to these places, because, like, I find a grace, and I was like, okay, let me just move a little bit further down until I find another grace. I'm like, no. Let me just move, and then I just continue all the way until I found
Mesmer. People don't know how good they have. People who have not played FromSoft games, Elden Ring, well, Dark Souls 3 started, I think, the best with bonfire location.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah, you sometimes, dude, you, it's some, like, bosses were far away from the bonfire, Orange and you had Gene to just Schmo. Run back, dude.
Ornstein and Schmo. It was a hard boss fight, and you had to run back.
Yeah, they had the Stakes of America or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a game changer. What a,
yeah, so a for changer. Mesmer, you spawn exactly at his door every time you die.
Game changer.
So, yeah, if it was old school Dark Souls, Mesmer would suck because you'd have to run all the way through all these enemies. And they're not easy enemies to get through. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's so you're talking about, like, playing games on Wednesday. What future games are we going to see that we saw in Nintendo Direct? I'll mention one. Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Finally.
Playing as Zelda.
Finally.
Playing as a character, the title character, for the first time ever.
So what's funny, fucking nerds, like, sometimes piss me off. So I made a TikTok of talking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some guy's like, well, actually, in 19, there's a game that you can play as Zelda.
That's so
a funny. Long time ago.
And I'm like, I mean, you can do it in Smash Bros., so it's fine.
Yeah, so the main character is Zelda. There is a Zelda game where the main character, you play as Zelda. So, it's not the first time.
What game is it?
I don't know. It's like in Wonder CD. I forgot what the world
was called. Well, actually.
Yeah, I was like, man, dude, calm down, dude. But yeah, Zelda looks cool.
You still called it, though. In 2017.
Well, I mean, someone made art of it, and I just said, that'd be kind of, that's a cool concept. I didn't really call it.
You still called it. You still called it in 2017 before.
I mean, they did it with Princess Peach recently. So,
and then you
who runs the world? Girls.
Who runs the world? But you mentioned another game with updated graphics. It was the last game announced.
Oh, Metroid Prime.
Yeah. Or
finally.
Yeah. So they originally announced Prime for the Wii U, didn't they?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
And then they just skipped over that. Was like, here it is for this Switch. Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like it's being played on a Switch too. The graphics look really good.
But also, it was first-person shooter?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that they've had games like that before, but it was, I don't know, exciting. It's exciting stuff. What other game did you have?
I mean, I guess the last one, Marvel.
Marvel, baby.
It's coming. That's going to be, because, you know, those resale prices for those games are expensive. So, and we got the Punisher arcade game in it.
I mean, I know that we're always talking about, like, resale stuff in general, like in our daily life. But honestly, I've not made a single dollar off of anything resale because I don't resell my shit. I don't sell it.
That's why you don't make it. You
can't play. I'm a collector. I can't talk about resale if I'm not going to sell it.
You can't win the game if you don't play.
I can't lose them either if I don't play.
That's true. But this is not, this won't be a lose situation. The Switch is one of those systems where a lot of games are going to have resale value.
Do you think this year they're going to announce the Switch too?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Is it before Christmas, or do you think they'll announce it for next year?
It won't come out this year, but the announcement will be probably next year.
Do you think PlayStation 6 is going to be announced this year?
I think a handheld PlayStation. It's rumored that a PSP 2 is coming out.
I feel like there's no way. There's no way. They already announced the Portal. There's no way. I would be shocked.
PS5 Pro, right?
Yeah.
That's rumored too.
I think that's the thing. I think the not a 6, but I think a Pro, which is going to be halfway to 6.
When I finally and then eventually get
PS5. You finally get a PS5. It's crazy because I don't like, I haven't felt that it's been out that long.
It's been out for a while.
That's crazy. Life is going by too fast for me, dude.
I mean, if you really think about it, Elden Ring came out 2-3 years ago.
I don't know how I do it, but like, I remember when the PS5 came out, I was not in a good position in life, and I still managed to buy it as soon as it came out. I don't know.
Now you can buy 3 of them.
I know, dude. I know. Now it's chump change to buy it.
And I can afford it, but I don't want it.
With my savings, it's chump change to buy it, but you know, I'm not.
I think the next big purchase for me is a PC, like a really good PC. And it sucks because I like the capture card I have, but I might have to like just not buy a Japanese capture card anymore.
Yeah, just buy the Elgato.
No, I want to buy this like external AverMedia. I heard it's really good.
I don't know. Like, I looked into it, the AverMedia and the Elgato. The Elgato, they're just more reliable because they just make everything for streaming. They have an internal capture card that you can install, or they have the external. And then AverMedia is pretty much priced the same, but they're like a newer, essentially, company. So at the time that I looked into it, I was just like, I would just go with the Elgato. So I have the Elgato 60 FPS or whatever it's called. It's been working fine for me. Well,
when I Japanese capture card is like top tier though when it comes to like old school
for latency. But I mean, the thing is, I don't play looking at the actual capture stream. I play off of the main monitor, which is there's no latency, and I let the stream do whatever it's doing. But you play off of the actual, like, what you're capturing at the time. You're crazy, man.
It's crazy because I shouldn't be doing that.
I know.
Because the timing, even though it's like...
Yeah, it's, like milliseconds because you have a good capture card, but still, like, there's that time.
That Elden Ring timer,
You're crazy, man.
Well, I could do it with the PC.
What's funny is if, so, like...
The PC is fine.
Because... Man, you're crazy. It's funny because what if it like screws you over? So you're like, why can't I get this timing anymore? That's true. Because you were off by like a millisecond every time.
Shroud brought up a good point. I don't know if you saw the video. He was talking about, he's like, how skilled FromSoft players are. Because he's like, you have to like time the enemy's attack. But then when you press your roll, it doesn't come out in 0.1 seconds. It's like a 0.4 seconds. Yeah. So you have to time that. So there's like
you have to time your delay with the attack.
There's like a window. He's like, FromSoft players just, they get it. And he's just like, it's a skill you guys have that you don't realize you have. Like,
but it's funny because it doesn't work with every game because no other game usually has a delay that you have to worry about. It's instantaneous. Yeah. So like, I don't know.
It's funny because shout outs to Bandai Namco FromSoft bringing in a lot of new players, but I'm not going to name the streamer. I know a streamer who's trying Elden Ring. I don't think this person enjoys it. Just stop streaming it, dude. And it's like, damn. This is like the most accessible one, and it's like,
it's someone that we watched play another Dark Souls game.
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Okay, because they were bad. They were really bad.
I know who you're talking about. No.
They were really fucking bad.
there's nothing wrong with using the tools. I think if you're not good at these types of games, use the tools.
Use the tools.
It's funny because when I was playing it, I was like, man, it's intended for summons. Like, you're supposed to play this with summons.
Yeah, it's just there's a group of people that are like considered true Dark Souls, and they, you know,
I'm playing it. I'm like, this is a self-imposed challenge, dude. Like, I'm not supposed to be playing it like this. I could probably kill this guy with a summon easily, but.
I think if I do end up beating the game as a level 1, I'm probably never going to do a challenge like that ever again for any future game, dude. I'll be like, this is the peak of my thing. Because like, this DLC, I don't understand how I'm going to beat it as a level 1.
You would have to use a shield for sure.
We'll see. We'll see. Because the damage is going to be so...
I think you... My mind says you need to use a shield and something like really strong, like a strong weapon, like a club or something.
Yeah, yeah. So most people are using like most level ones I've seen use like a large club, and I'm assuming it's max upgraded, but yeah, that's what they do.
People who do no level weapon runs, level one, Skadoochie, there's probably people out there.
I'm not going to do that. I could possibly do the no Skadoosh run, but I'm not going to do a no plus level.
No level? Yeah. Fuck. Weapon? Fuck.
Dude. No, I need to have some type of...
You need the minimal damage...
To keep my sanity, I need to have a high damage.
But so, it gets crazy because, you know, we've done soul level one challenges, but it pretty much becomes like you have to know the boss. Like,
yeah.
You have to know.
I mean, the thing is,
I was so lucky, dude.
I don't know. Have you had it spoiled where you've seen a specific boss in the DLC that reminded you of possibly Kaz?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Kaz's first phase isn't bad. It's just his second phase. I don't understand it. Even with the properly leveled character, I don't understand his second phase. I don't understand it.
I mean, I was able to dodge most of his moves, but yeah, there's certain moves where he starts it the exact same way, and then it leads into a complete different move, and it's like you got to register it in your mind which one it is to be able to dodge it.
Rolana kind of reminds me of Kaz, actually. She's just like always jumping in, coming in. She's worse than Kaz. She might be harder than Kaz, actually.
I don't know, man.
She might be harder.
I mean, the fact that I beat Kaz at level one, level four, I guess.
Because that's what you're thinking of. But yeah. Like properly leveled character, I think Rolana's harder than Kaz.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna beat Rolana at level one, dude. I don't know.
She's parryable. So I mean. It's all like strategies, I guess. Like, she's definitely very easy to parry.
So I tried to, for Mesmer, I tried to understand his parry. I got his parry when he's in standard mode. I can't do that shit. I don't know how I'm going to beat him in second form, dude.
And you're using... I
have no clue.
You're using the thing that gives you quick parries, right?
I'm using the round buckler. Yeah, buckler. The standard one. That's the like that has the best supposedly like parry time or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was only able to parry him in his standard phase. I was too scared to even attempt it in his second phase. So
you
I
know
didn't
what
even try
games it. Make what game really makes you good at parrying? Liza P. I think the timing of that game is fucking ridiculous.
But the thing is, like,
it's ridiculous.
That's also different compared to Bloodborne, where it's a pistol. Right, that you have to like time at the right time to get them. I mean, this is
the mechanic is parrying. You could parry swords.
Oh,
with Liza P. It's kind of like Sekiro.
You can do that with, I think, Elden Ring too. If you have like if you not dual wield, if you dual wield like a big axe or whatever, not dual wield. What is it called? Two hands, a big axe. You can, or like any big weapon, you can use it to parry.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
And if you time it, I think it still counts. At least I saw a video of someone having a two-hander, and he was just parrying things. So, possibly.
I'm kind of curious where Rolana sits in the difficulty of bosses. Like, I always wonder, like...
You're talking a lot about Rolana. I haven't played her, and you haven't played Mesmer.
But, I mean, people have lists out.
I feel like Mesmer is the... what is it? I'm trying to remember her name. Melania of the DLC. Only because of the double phase.
Dang,
I think
up.
They patched her, though. So I think I beat her, beat him patched. Because I think when... I might be incorrect, but when Kaisenat beat Mesmer, he had to kill him once, and then he had to kill him again. Now, it's like when you get him halfway, he transforms, and he still has half health. Hmm. And you have to just take out the other half of the health. But so I think Kaisenat beat him in a more difficult phase. But I managed to beat him after the patch, so I didn't get to beat him before.
Yeah. I need to see how long it took Kai to beat Rolana.
But I know that Kai had a tough time with Orlana, though. But I think he had a harder time with Mesmer. So, we'll see what
if
do.
If I could just stagger to boss.
But you beat Orlana already, or no?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I was lucky.
Yeah, I think Wednesday you'll get to Mesmer, probably. Yeah. If you're able to kill at least one boss in between. Because I think you're going to have one boss in between.
I need my character to be level 150.
At least?
First of all, dude.
If you go the route that I did, I found a different boss first. You might have two or three bosses in between. Because I skipped everything, apparently, to go to Mesmer.
I mean, the one thing I know is because I don't really... I try to skip through a lot of things. But when I see, like, scroll through TikTok and I see people fighting, like, a Elden Ring boss, my health is fucking low. Like, I'm like, dude, my health is, like, half of what people have, dude. I was like, holy fucking shit.
But I'm using,
So I need to hit 50 vigor, for sure. Like, at least 50. I haven't hit 50.
I'm using talismans that give me... health, more health.
Endurance, low. Health, low. But my strength is up. My damage is up. People keep on saying glass cannon build. I was like, yeah, I know, dude. Shit. Just can't get hit.
It's going to be the same thing at level one, except no glass cannon either. Because you're just glass.
Yeah, so I try to like keep the complaining down. Because I'm like, dude, people are beating this zero skadoochie. People are doing this zero skadoochie level one. You can do this. People are doing this hardcore. Yeah, but I do want to. I mean, it's kind of cool that they made the last boss who it is. I mean, spoilers.
I haven't looked at the story yet for why he comes back.
I don't know either. The story, but I'm like, yeah. He's a cool character. I was like, that's cool.
That was a spoiler too, because I feel like that would have been a big moment for us.
Yeah,
like playing the game and be like, oh shit,
so yeah. He's back.
I still love his storyline, though, in the base game.
Yeah.
The fact that he learned gravity for his horse. But, yeah, do you have anything else to talk about?
I'm excited. Wednesday.
Yeah. I would tell the stream to watch you on Wednesday, but it's going to release after Wednesday.
Long, long stream.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace out.